Hello, and welcome to the Comic Rundown. Where we last left off, the Red Skull had swapped bodies with Captain America and had tricked Sharon Carter into thinking he was Cap. Let's see what happens from there.
And then we go into the next issue.
Captain just dismisses, or rather the Skull, as Captain America, just dismisses the Skull. Mm-hmm. Which strikes me as something that would never actually happen. You know, Captain America would actually take care of him.
So what he does, though, he escorts her out. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he's saying that he has no power, he's not going to be able to do anything. And she's like, oh, she just kind of goes along with it. He walks her out to the curb. And then he says that even though he's helpless, I gotta go back there and take care of him. And she's like, I do have to report back to S.H.I.E.L.D. now. It's like, you disappeared. I'm pretty sure they should be looking for you.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that you were in the middle of something. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Sharon, what happened? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was
wrong. Nothing. I'm fine.
But so he grabs the cube again, and he transports Cap Skull to this government testing lab out in the middle of nowhere. Well, they say in a lone government testing lab. It doesn't actually say where. So as he is trying to hide, these two cops that are just patrolling see the Red Skull, and they start to attack him. They start firing at him. And Cap Skull is trying to get away because, you know, he's like, well, they pretty much think I'm the Red Skull. I have to get out of here. As this is happening, the lab blows up.
Right, which is the doing of the Skull using the cosmic cube. Because throughout this montage, we keep seeing, Skull in the body of Captain America looking on through the cosmic cube
and like
this galactic voyeur almost to see the demise of his enemy. And what's interesting is that as this happens, the Skull chooses strange moments to quit looking. Like, he must be dealt with now. You know, these guards, obviously, you're going to get them.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and quit watching on my Big Brother machine and let them deal with him.
Which was a mistake.
Exactly. Opens the opportunity for him to get away, right.
But as he's doing that, he's walking through town. Everybody's, you know, recognize him.
The Skull as Captain, the way. The one walking through town.
This is going to be confusing. Mm-hmm. So Captain America just waltzes into the police station. It's like, hey, the Red Skull was sighted here. You need to set barricade on this road. This is where he's going to go. And they're like, well, how do you know that? If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Right.
It's like,
oh, okay.
Okay. But they do it. They set up a barricade, a roadblock, as he's trying to get away. Which one thing I love is that he sees the roadblock, tries to go around him. He drives on this embankment.
Hey, you notice how James Bond it was? They're like... Because in some of the James Bond movies and stories and, like, in these older stories, they're like, you know what? If only I can just do this, then I will have achieved victory. You know what I mean? I'll manage to accomplish what it is that I'm doing. Never mind that half the time what they're actually attempting to do wouldn't actually work. But the way that storytelling was designed at that point was that, okay,
if I do A and... To get to B, C will happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that was used basically to show the problem-solving skills of the hero to the audience and then have them attempt it. Never mind that that's not actually how reality works. Yeah, well, of course, in the comic. But in this example, he says, you know, basically I'm going to drive up on the embankment and the speed that I'm going at, my centrifugal force will be able to keep me up on the embankment and I'll come down the other side. Never mind in reality, if he had probably run into it, he just would have smashed the front of the car and he would have been caught.
But that's the thing, like, the way they have the embankment drawn, it is angled enough that, yeah, he could have got around, but if the cops are good... that's in that one panel, because the very next panel, it looks like he's literally driving on the mountain wall.
Yeah.
But, if the cops were smart enough, they would have set up barricade across the whole thing. It is what it is, I guess.
Good old 60s comics, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's close to 70s, it's fine.
Yeah.
But he's trying to get back into town, into New York City, and... He basically slams through this toll trying to get into town, and we cut back to Avengers headquarters, where the Avengers are watching this play out on a monitor. And
where were their cameras? Like, do they have cameras across the globe that they have access
to? Apparently this camera is in the car, because it's... so literally close the on wheel his and his face.
Yeah, how just, they're just like, oh man, how convenient it was that, yeah, that Cap stole a car, I mean, as the skull the that car, had a camera there.
The car must have been made in Russia.
You know what? That's what it was. And then the Avengers just tapped into all of the Russian cameras.
Because why not?
Why the hell not?
Yellowjacket makes the comment that, I don't like it. The Red Skull is heading this way. How does he know that?
Because they also had early GPS, apparently.
Something. So we see, like I said, we're at the Avengers Tower. Rick Jones is, like, questioning Cap's, or the motives of what's going on. Cap is nowhere to be seen. Everybody is still kind of disregarding him, like, you know, you're just a kid, you don't really know what's going on. And so he just storms off to where he thinks Cap is, and he ends up finding him.
Red Skull as Captain America. Yeah, and here comes the Team Brigade, his good old ham radio guys. They spotted Cap, you know, who they think is Cap, walking in the Central Park, which is how he finds him. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, so that's how he ended up locating him. And, of course, here, what we were talking about earlier, where Bucky was just wanting validation, he was worried that Cap was done with him. Mm-hmm. He shows up, and what does Red Skull do? As Captain America, he just totally dismisses him.
Yep.
He sends him back on his way. And so you've got Rick Jones here, like...
He's the straw. He's like, I can't deal with this. Like, Cap was my friend. Why is he being like this?
And what happens here? I'll never give him the chance to do it again, yeah, to make me feel like this again. So in typical teenage fashion, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It.
You can give me all the tea. You can give me all the tea in China in order not to be a teenager again, man. Telling me what.
So
essentially, we get to here.
Well. So this is what I love. So Red Skull, Cap.
Right.
You know, air quotes, Cap, comes strolling into Avengers headquarters.
Right.
Like, apparently the security system is just so lacking that this villain that they're looking for can just walk right in.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Never mind that it's Captain America himself in Red Skull's body, but he just gets in there. That's fine.
Just waltzes in.
And the Russian cameras are not actually outside the door. They're just in cars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They don't have to see all that. But so the Avengers start attacking him. They're like, you know, what are you doing here? We're gonna stop you.
And he's like, I'm one of you. I'm Captain America.
And he
ends up, buddy.
He ends up having a fight to just protect himself. Like, he's not fighting to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting to stop them from hurting him,
mm-hmm,
which doesn't really work out well. After he fights, you know, Yellowjacket and Goliath, Vision gets a hold of him, just slams him into a wall.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Vision just puts his arm through him at one point, based on the way that the art is.
Well, yeah. And just takes him out. And then the Avengers get a report from S.H.I.E.L.D., urgent message to report to S.H.I.E.L.D., and they're like, okay, well, let's just leave him in this cell, and then we'll just go on about our way. We'll just do our business.
Yeah, they knock the Red Skull out, one of the world's, you know, worst menaces ever, and just leave him in Avengers headquarters, pretty much unattended.
Well, Jarvis is there. So Sharon shows up at the Avengers headquarters because she thought that Cap was there. Jarvis tells her that the Skull is here, and she's like, the Skull, I need to take care of this, because Red Skull, in Cap's body, is manipulating her.
Playing intergalactic voyeur again, watching.
Well, yes, watching, but also willing her to go and kill Captain America.
Yeah, man, like, I need one of those cosmic cubes.
What better way to have Cap die than by the woman he loves? So she is... there, getting ready, she's pointing this gun at him, she's taking aim, and then she can't shoot. She can't pull the trigger.
And of course, what happens here, and this is great too, because at one point in one of the early issues, she goes, I should have known, my heart should have told me that you were alive.
Yes.
Like, because, and this is the sappy idea of romance that I can't get behind this day, where it's just feelings and not an action, you know?
But it's actually a good thing, though, because her feelings are stopping her. Even though Red Skull...
Cap's about to get shot in the Red Skull's body, and he goes, don't trust your ears or your eyes. Listen with your heart. You know, which, as campy as it might be, you're right. There's good lessons
pulled out,
there.
Yeah.
It's a good story there of the power of love.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't agree with the way they go about it.
Which is fair.
It's communicated to its audience fairly well.
Yes.
Because... Then Red Skull, in Captain's body, goes, I failed. I should have known. The only thing which not even the cube can overcome is the emotion of love. So what does he do?
He sends him away.
And which, where is it
going? Let's not question, Sharon is here watching this. And then Red Skull just disappears.
It's like, you know, like a Mario party. You know what I mean? All I imagine is just disappearing.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Captain America story arc.